Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah.
Hey, Jeremiah. Dan Feist. How you doing?
Hey, Dan. Good. I got all your stuff in. I'm just waiting to hear a response, so we should know something by Monday.
Okay. There was a couple things on the thing. All I did was sign it, and I didn't fill out much. I only filled out my date of birth and what I'm state of the corporation and advertising. Everything else you filled out. I didn't want to really touch anything else.
Yeah, yeah. I tried to make it easy for you. That's why, because I had all your info. I was like, there's no point in him filling it out. Let me just try to fill as much as I could. Yeah, I basically just need your signature with the basics on there.
Okay.
Because you're already an existing customer, and that's why.
Okay. Just everything's, you told them everything is the same. I haven't, nothing that's changed.
Right, except for your deposits got a little higher.
Yeah, well, this is the time of the year of my business now. I'm doing well.
Yeah, that's good.
That's what I was telling you before. The most, more money I can get, the more advertising I get, and the playoffs, if you notice, the playoffs are building with the baseball games and everything else, and
yeah,
football season started, and all the tickets, everyone wants to go to football games. I kick ass. At this time of the year, I average about $40,000 or $50,000 in receipts every month.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I wanted to see that, except for that 1 month where I went away. And you could tell, it just dropped off to zero because I don't work.
Yeah.
But
the only thing that's going to set us back a little bit is that you have that second loan now, I guess, with Everest.
I've had that, though, before you guys. Don't you remember?
I do remember, but didn't we do a payoff? We paid them off.
No, we paid off another one, a BizFi. And I had the Everest loan before, and you said, just don't say anything to the other company. I said, I ain't going to say nothing unless you get through.
Okay.
I didn't say nothing, but I'm handling everything. I mean, in my
Yeah, no, there's no issues. But how it is, these loans are based on a percentage of your sales. So I'm just need to see how much more you have left that we can give to you. That's not being already taken out.
So are they going to at least approve something?
Yeah, I'm going to try to get something for you. Don't worry.
What do you think the number would be?
I really have no idea because I haven't even looked at your what how much do you owe left on Everest?
I think it's like 17 or 16.
Okay, and then what do you owe with us?
Same thing. I think it's 14.
Okay. All right. We may have a little bit to work with. I won't know, though, until I actually submit. I'm going to go for a different program that's a little bit better and hopefully more money. So
it's just got to max out whatever you do.
Okay.
They're going to make me pay off Everest, too, again?
No, we're not going to do that. We're just going to get you basically a third position loan if we can.
Well, have you done a lot of those? Or?
Oh, yeah. I've done. I just did a fifth position for a business.
Oh, yeah. Well, do they average what I do, or they average more?
They do a little bit more, yeah. The only way you can get a fifth position if you're, you know, doing, they were doing double what you were doing.
Yeah, about $1 million a year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I'm on pace for about, at least $500,000.
I know, which is good. So that's we're gonna take advantage of your busy time right now and get you as much as we can.
Well, do the best you can. Get back to me on Monday on it, and just lock it up for me if you can.
Yeah, absolutely, Dan. I will.
I'll speak to you on Monday. Have a good weekend.
All right, man. You too.
Take care.
Bye.